Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
What up? All right, you made it.
Horby.
I made it. Baldy. Tyler. Travis.
Hello.
How are
Hello.
We?
Hey, dude.
Hello.
All right, Matthew. Yeah. Donglevin. So, every Wednesday at 11:35, that's when we do this.
You know it.
It's up to you, P1s. This guy asks, your favorite team will win one championship in the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a but. But the other 9 years.
But he's gay.
Always a but.
They suffer the same style loss that Texas just did against Ohio State in the championship game. So 9 years you go and you're sitting there and you don't know when your year is. So
weird.
You got 9 years of epic, historic heartbreak at the end of every one of the championship games, but you get one of them.
Bring it.
You're basically the Buffalo Bills, where you go that first year and it's wide right when you think you're going to win the Super Bowl, and then you go 3 years in a row after that and lose.
You have 10 years of incredible, really good, whatever sport it is.
You're in the final
two. That they're going to make it to the championship or the final four every year. Sign me up.
I would do that.
Yeah.
But plus, you're guaranteed to get at least a title.
Yeah,
you're almost
one.
Like the Braves in a sense.
Right. Yeah. But the heartbreak at the end of it, of you're just sitting there
be
going,
rough.
How is this going to end?
Yeah.
And especially if you've already, like say, let's say you got your title in year one.
And every year after that.
And then
that
you're just sitting there going,
oh no.
How is this going to end? And you're playing like Russian roulette of ways in the final seconds.
I know.
Your heart can be ripped out.
It'll be a fun ride though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a lot, man.
I'll take it.
But you know, no one else knows. Just you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would take it because you get the one. You're guaranteed the one. Are there actually Cowboy fans who see Deion Sanders as the best man for the job out of all of these candidates?
Out of all of what candidates, though?
Well, let's say there's 15 names that are thrown out there.
Out of realistic candidates?
Yes.
I can buy into that.
That think he's the best option?
Yeah. Of course.
He's not the worst.
No.
There are so many people that don't like him, though, that no matter if you try to convince him that, okay, look what happened at that program in Colorado. Like Matt is saying, I think it's taken for granted the progress that team made from where they were before he got there to the 2 years. And I was on the Pigskin panel with Tim today, and he said, well, you know, barely 500. Like, that's an accomplishment. At Colorado, from where they were to what they are now?
Yeah, they were one of the worst teams in the world.
Right, right. So, yes, I think there are a lot of people out there that feel like Deion is the best candidate.
Man, that's fascinating. Fire, hurricane, or tornado, you have to go through one. You will survive.
Hurricane.
There is
I want no part
right.
of fire, dude.
Yeah, I don't
Zero.
Want any part
that
of fire.
Is by far last.
That's the most haunting crap that they're going through out there.
Yes. Tornadoes are pretty terrifying also.
Yeah, they are. God,
it's
horrible. You're going to live though through whatever it is.
Yeah, fire is hands down. I can't even. We were talking about that. If we lived in California, like, hey, this fire is a couple miles away, but you should leave. I would immediately leave. I'm out. I wouldn't even let. I couldn't fathom getting anywhere near that type of fire.
But I mean, like an F5 tornado that will, if you're just sitting there, gonna ride that out, like, that's the worst thing ever.
Have you ever been in the tub with the mattress over you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I was in a full-blown tornado as a kid.
Oh, okay, as a kid.
Yeah.
So one got pretty close up in your neighborhood around a few years ago, right?
Yeah, I've been in a, close. What did they call it? God, there's so many
tornado.
Different terms that have popped up.
Shunt
the path.
Sunshine.
It wasn't shunt shine. Whatever the case, it was horrible and scary as hell. But you would have had to amp that up by 10 to get to tornado level, and that freaked me out and freaked us out. But yeah, dude, we've been, you know, like Wolanski's neighborhood over there off Royal Lane and in Central, going a little bit to the west. That whole area of Dallas is still, like, 5 years later, still trying to get over that. years later.
And I remember the one that tore through Rowlett a couple days after Christmas back in whenever that was, 2014, 2015, and we knew some people that whose houses just were just obliterated.
Yes.
Like a bomb went off.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you come back from that, but I don't know why the whole fire thing is just, I can't.
Maybe you know
it's because we've seen tornadoes.
You know
we've
why?
Been around in the area
because
for
it's simple. We know what fire feels like.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I don't want to.
Like,
oh, that.
Like you've touched the stove before and like,
right.
I don't want any part of that. You want like
hell's not a hurricane. It's fire.
Yeah.
Even God is telling you fire's the worst.
But at the same time, would you rather have, you know, trees uprooted completely? They're flying through the air. Just wipe you out.
Just in the panic of the one time at my grandmother's house, there was a pan on the stove that caught fire, and you actually walk in and saw the flames. And it's like, instead of even dealing with it, it's just everyone kind of walking around with their arms up yelling, fire, fire, and it's still going.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do? It is just.
And a fire that won't go out, like that you're trying to put out.
Yeah, what is
like,
this?
There's no.
Right.
I can't imagine.
But then the tornado thing, because you think of those stories. I remember the one that hit Tuscaloosa in 2011, I believe it was. One of the players on the Alabama football team named Carson Tinker, it was coming for his neighborhood, and he wrapped his arms around his girlfriend, and they were like huddled down, and he woke up, and she was gone, and she had ended up dying. She was ripped out of his arms. Yeah. And it's, I mean, so. Yeah,
ripped out of his arms, and he didn't die?
No, he didn't die. He survived it, and she died. Because they had a direct hit on their home from
was he
the
like
tornado.
A big offensive lineman? He was just sitting
yeah. Well,
there.
I believe he was their center at the time. So you think about something like that, where like, okay, yeah, you survived, but I couldn't imagine where your house like boom and you're knocked out. You wake up and everything's gone, and your family. Who knows?
Or is he like he feels himself being pulled out? You know,
and he's like, and all right, you go.
He sees like a retaining post in his house that he can choose either to grab onto that or let her go. Oh, yeah, I woke up and she was gone.
He's like, we're still young. I'll find someone else.
Gosh, you guys.
Bye, Felicia.
I just.
Horrifying, man.
I don't know what happened to her.
And hurricanes because of the water and like the surge that could be coming through.
Yeah.
That's freaking
dude.
Like, tsunami freaks me out, man. A wall of water where you look up, you're like, well, this is it.
Yeah. All of it bad. From Tim, following up on Donovan's pancake discussion with the Musers earlier, build your perfect breakfast plate. No twigs in granola, Matt, he says.
I don't eat twigs.
Perfect breakfast plate.
Too much sugar and carbs.
Easy.
Nice stack of pancakes on the side on a separate plate. Three of them. With a nice little dollop of butter on top. We get the syrup for that. On my plate, we have three scrambled eggs, four nice crispy pieces of bacon. Just perfecto right there. Maybe a little fruit to help digest everything.
Okay.
No melon.
Very nice.
Melons suck.
Yeah.
So we put no melons on our fruit plate. All apples, grapes, strawberries, whatever, blueberries, whatever you want. And let's see what else. See, the pancakes replaces the toast. I don't need toast on that plate. Oh, we're good. That's all we need.
No yogurt or any type of...
That slows me down.
What about a beverage choice?
Yeah, see, yogurt is what I eat every day.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's my perfect breakfast.
No, of course
I do that
not.
Because I'm like, all right, I probably should eat healthy for breakfast.
Yeah, it's good.
Yogurt and fruit. But a perfect breakfast is definitely, for me, same thing. But I would choose waffles over pancakes.
I mean, if we're going for
and
that.
And then eggs, ooh. And then bacon, and then hash browns.
Oh, hash browns are definitely included.
Yeah. Okay,
but they need to be crispy also.
I could do that.
They need to be crispy.
Smothered, covered, and peppered.
Beverage choice?
Delish.
Maybe a little orange juice, but I'm not particular. You can just have a thing of water and I'll be fine.
Yeah, I heard
it's
you
no
talking about
deal.
This. I used to have to be orange juice guy as a kid, like had a giant glass every morning. But then I'm like, it's just water.
Apple juice is fine. Cranberry juice is fine. It doesn't matter.
I don't need juice.
Juice is so odd.
Grape juice is... I haven't had grape juice.
And I don't like drinking coffee either if I'm having a giant breakfast.
I'm with you.
It's weird.
I'll drink coffee. It helps with
digestion. It doesn't taste
good. I'm right there with you at this point.
I like drinking coffee on its own.
Yeah, we are.
Kissing cousins.
We are. Without the kissing.
Awesome.
We'll see about that in New Orleans, Holmes.
Yo, a couple of frozen awesomes. You just never know.
Wow. Make sure to video that.
Watched American Primeval, which you guys need to watch.
Yeah, I did.
You saw it.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier. I thought it was phenomenal.
Okay.
Loved it.
So, it's set in the Old West in 1850. in Utah. And as this guy says, there's so much dirt and mud and snow and dirty bodies everywhere because the people in the Old West were disgusting. They didn't bathe. They didn't shower. None of it.
They didn't have...
Like once a month.
They didn't have showers.
Oh, jail.
Right?
Shower, so, jail, a nice body spray.
They kind of go, hey, there's a river.
Yeah.
I guess I can jump in it real quick and wash myself.
Yeah. Like you see the like old Clint Eastwood movies of him in a giant tub.
Yeah.
Of heated water.
And then they reuse the water. Yep, your turn. Ugh. And then they'll get in it after the other person goes.
All right, at what point were daily showers a societal thing? And what's the longest you have gone without one?
I can't go a long time without one.
Have you gone days?
Days, no. One day. Like if you shower on Saturday.
Like as a kid...
Oh, well, as a kid.
Okay, let's eliminate.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's eliminate kid.
Okay, right.
Because everybody, every kid hates to shower or bathe.
Yeah,
or
of course. As but an adult.
As an adult, have you gone more than one day?
Like, if I take a shower Saturday and I'm doing absolutely nothing on Sunday at the house, maybe I can get away with that and then immediately shower on Monday.
You?
But that's the...
I did it this weekend.
Definite longest.
I didn't shower on Sunday. I didn't do anything. I had showered Saturday morning, and then I showered again Monday morning before I came up here.
Boy, that's my limit.
I've gone a few days without showering when we were hiking in Colorado and we were camping outside. I mean, there was no way to shower.
Right.
And we were...
I'm going somewhere and hit the hot spots.
We did like
there was just nowhere to go. There was no, like, not even a body of water that we could really bathe in.
We did like a five-day rafting trip up there maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And saying, I mean, yeah, you don't shower. You don't. Like, now, I did get in the river, which was freezing cold.
Yeah.
Did you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
You sure?
No.
I didn't think so.
Oh, no, yeah. I think we tried to with our finger.
Your breath probably smelled like train smoke.
Dude, it like when you're out in the wilderness,
Travis,
like that, though, you don't even...
Thank you so much.
Yes.
You don't even think you need to.
Yes. Nailed it.
Even though you probably really do. I will say, the shower that we had when we came down off the mountain was incredible.
Yes.
It was like the most glorious thing of all time.
It was unbelievable. Like, unreal. I can't go... If I go more than a day, I feel like the grossest human being
I
ever. And think about it. These people, which it's not that long ago, in the grand scheme of time, it's not that long ago.
No.
They were going months... Months with nothing.
Well,
months.
You couldn't have been daily showering, man. Even in the early 100 years ago, unless you were really wealthy to be able to afford plumbing and all that type of thing. I mean, think about 1925, where the vast majority of people were living in their living situations. You were probably lucky if you were able to. Here, I'm going to pour some hot water into the bath while you sit in there and wash off. I don't think daily showering and daily baths became a thing until. Probably the war, like in that time when we started to have some financial success coming out of the Great Depression.
I might even bump it up to like, 50s and 60s where it was a thing.
Seriously.
That is, again, in the grand scheme of things, that is brand new.
Right.
And there are people that are like, I got to shower in the morning and at night.
Right. Right.
Twice.
And there are people who, now that the baths are almost totally eliminated. When's the last time you took a bath?
I can't stand bathing.
Never.
Oh, I did in Vegas. That was the last time. Because we had those really nice tubs in the hotel.
Grosso.
No, but I was like, I showered and then I got in it.
Defeats the purpose.
I wasn't trying to bathe. I was like, man, I'm going to relax. I'm going to make the hot water. It was like a hot tub. Because you remember how big those tubs were?
I know. But like so
that
many
awesome.
Butts and everything else. And I just, no.
I sat in there and
I look at hot tubs now, public hot tubs. And I'm like, the one at training camp. I get in there every now and then I will, and I'm just like, man, what has been going on here today? In the last 30 years, today.
And how much care are they giving that
That's
place
not enough to kill to, most of it, I would assume.
That's what we all think.
Yeah, you think that, but then, and it's not even like the gross sex stuff. It's like kids jumping in there.
And peeing. Yeah.
And bugs.
Like open wounds and stuff like that.
Yes, seeping open wounds.
Like you just get in there and... Trickles out.
Take a bath tonight, Corby. See how that feels.
I will, for you.
It's your own tub, so it's nothing gross has
my
been
wife
going
does
on
it.
In there.
My wife does it.
All the time?
Probably once a week. Yeah, I'll film it.
There you go.
Don't worry.
You can put it on.
We can all watch it in New Orleans. We're making out.
That's the only way I will.